I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hi, guys. It's Andy. I'm in my dressing room getting ready for our last show from Los Angeles, Snoop Dogg and Anna Faris. Anna Faris has never been on the show, and I'm excited for her to come. I know I always say that. Snoop Dogg has been on the show. One time, the last time he was on, he to be honest, got me high after the show. And I got real, real high. He had really strong stuff. I'm going to try to get more off of him tonight. What do you think about that? Not before the show, though. I don't do that. I don't get high before I go on TV. I digress. LA has been so fun this week. I know the audio sounds different on the show when we're in a massive theater, but one of the pitfalls of being in a massive theater, I guess. Anyway, it's been so fun for us and a great kind of fan experience to see 1,300 people an episode who are happy to see us. It's very moving and wonderful. So thanks for this, and I'll see you later. Okay, where's my car? Oh. Hey, thanks for picking me up. I need to get to the Wiltern Theater now.
Hey, man, am I driving okay?
I think we're parked, man.
I think we're parked, man.
Cheech and Chong? It's Watch What Happens Live from the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles now. Heavenly creatures, and a man whose new album is literally taking us to church. By the way, thank you to Cheech and Chong for doing that with me. That was super fun. Everybody, give it up. From Overboard and the gospel album Bible of Love, it's Anna Faris and Snoop Dogg! so great. So great to see you both.
Thank you.
You know, he's been spinning for the gods all week. It's our house DJ, James Kennedy. And in honor of Snoop's new gospel album, Serving Up My Holy Water, as tonight's bartenders, it's the DC Six Singers. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Coming up with the DC Six Singers. You know, I want to say I'm so excited you're finally on the show, Anna. We've been wanting you for so long. We love you. We are such fans of yours. I love your podcast. I'm so excited about Overboard.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming.
This is the highlight of my life, I think.
And Snoop, I got to tell you, Snoop, you're so cool. I'm so psyched about Joker's Wild. And also, you gave me a great gift backstage. And also, I just want to say, the last time Snoop was on, he got me so high after the show. So thank you for that. Anna Faris and Snoop Dogg came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. Anna is not only an actor and an author, she also doles out relationship advice on the reg as the host of the wildly popular podcast, Unqualified. Okay, so I've been a guest a couple times on this podcast. It's super loose and super uncensored and really fun. When I was on, we talked about which housewives needed her advice. Well, it's go time. Here's what, Anna, would you mind giving some of your unqualified advice to a group of women, people.
I'm terrible at this.
I know, but you're great. Now, Vanderpump Rules, Brittany has stood by Jax despite him cheating on her. If you were friends with Brittany, what would you tell her?
I would say, hey, Britt, I know that, like, we're working on like all of our dreams being real here in LA.
Yes.
But I feel like you need to, you know, just get rid of that dude with the X. Okay. But then I would turn to Jax and I'd be like, what's up, Jax?
What's up?
Yeah. Okay, now, you know, Kristen's friends believe the rumor she hooked up with James here because she has a history of cheating and then lying about it. Does Kristen have a right to be pissed at them for doubting her? She's cheated in the past. Does she have a right to be pissed at them?
Nah.
No, okay.
Not really.
On Beverly Hills, Dorit got drunk at dinner and called Camille a name and said that she needed a dildo. How would you react if a friend yelled at you like that?
I would say, then where is my dildo, bitch?
I love her. Okay, thank you very much, Anna Faris, for that unqualified advice. Finally, Snoop, in your new gospel album, you sing, Always Got Something to Say. And I hope that's true tonight because the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. Snoop, I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one. Snoop, Katy Perry wanted you to perform at her Super Bowl halftime show, but the NFL refused to let her ask you because you were feuding with Iggy Azalea at the time. What was your reaction to that, and do you wish that you hadn't had that fight at the time?
Do I gotta answer that?
No, you can plead the fifth if you want. You can plead the fifth if you want.
I don't want... What should I...
Yeah, just plead the fifth. You can plead the
fifth. All right, I plead the fifth.
Okay, plead the fifth. All right. You said on the Drink Champs podcast in 2016 that Tupac actually took your movie star side piece, who you were hanging out with, around doggy style. Who was the movie star that Tupac stole from you? You're not playing this game.
I don't remember her name. Look. Don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my mind. But what I'm saying is, I just remember her dimension. She was built like a Coke bottle. I don't remember her name.
Snoop, you said in 2016 that Prince taught you the art of the threesome and how to seduce women. Snoop Dogg, have you ever had a threesome?
Me, Mary Jane, and Tango Ray.
Thank you very much, Snoop Dogg. You can get the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. I love it. Maddie E. wants to know the first thing you said to Allison Janney after she won the Oscar.
I said, congratulations. No, I was so, of course, I love her so much. Yeah, we were so thrilled. But secretly, yeah, inside, do I feel a little bit of like an F? Yeah, I do.
Yes. I'm excited about Overboard. How much did you and Goldie chat before you shot the movie?
We went to dinner. Kurt we ran into each other, and that sounds like such a Hollywood thing. Yes, it is a Hollywood thing. But he said, you know, I heard you're doing our movie. Like, we're going to dinner tomorrow.
Oh, my
and
God.
So it's like, on one hand, I want to go to dinner with, you know, like this amazing couple that I've admired in this movie that I've loved. But at the same time, I was like, this feels scary.
And was it scary?
Yeah.
Yes,
totally.
It was. What was scary about it?
I felt like, you know, that I was touching, you know, approaching their project. And, but, you know, at the end of the night, we were laughing. But they did grill me a little bit.
They did.
They're like, are you going to, like, do right by us? And I was like,
The answer is yes. Okay, let's go to some audience questions. Stephanie from LA, what's your question?
Hi, James, I love you. And I have your back, homie. I know that
yeah,
didn't
I
happen.
Love you too. Thank you.
Snoop, you're my childhood. Andy, I love you.
Thanks.
Anna, my question is for you. You
I
talk,
love you.
I love you. You're like amazeballs. Anyway, I listen to your podcast, love it. You talk a lot about deal breakers on the podcast. So my question for you is, what is your number one deal breaker when it comes to guys and dating?
Oh, God. You know, I'm willing to forgive a lot. I don't like somebody who is, doesn't treat waiters well.
That's such a
good. That's good, yes.
That is so good.
Yes.
That's very good, wow. All right, let's go to Jera from Chicago. Hey, Jera.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a question for Snoop.
Okay.
Now that we all know that marijuana is legal in the state of California.
Yes.
What I would like to know, since the 420 is approaching,
yeah.
What are you planning to do to celebrate? What are your plans?
I'm doing four shows in two cities with no excuses. So that's 420.
Wow, that's 420. Four shows in two cities. Snoop, Liam G wants to know, what is your song you recorded with Michael Jackson like, and will it ever be released?
Oh, it was a healing peace song that he had made, and it never came out, but it was a beautiful record. It was Shirley Caesar was on it. It was a bunch of classic people on the record, and he passed away, and the record never came out.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't know whatever happened to it, but it was the time of my life to be able to be in the studio to work with Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Josh W. wants to know, what did you think of Abby Elliott's impression of you on SNL?
Apparently, I have a really breathy voice.
Oh, right.
And I'm just like exuding confidence all the time. And I guess, you know, I don't know. There's a worse impression. But no, I loved it.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
But hey.
That's the right answer. It's game time, everybody. Snoop may have a new gospel album. But both of my guests are very familiar with the good book of Bravo. In honor of that, we're going to play Hallelujah Gonna Check Me, Boo. The D6 Singers, are you ready? Alana and Snoop, the clubhouse choir is going to sing a line. It's your job to guess whether it's something a real housewife once said or if we are just blowing holy smoke up your ass. Let's play. All right, what's the first line?
Close your legs to married men.
Trash box.
Close your legs to married men, trash box. Is it a line from The Real Housewives?
That is a line from The Real Housewives.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Next line, DC6.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I have not been a good friend to you. Wow.
Do we think that a Real Housewife said this, Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was Ramona Singer in New York.
Ramona!
Yes. All right, D6, give me another. DC6.
The shade is real, but her face is fake.
Is it a line from The Real Housewives, Snoop?
What are those words again?
The shade is real, but her face is fake.
Oh, that sounds like a housewife line.
It sounds like it, but it's not.
I didn't say it was.
Yeah,
I just said it sounded like it.
Okay, DC6 singers, give me another one.
You have three roles, blubber, blubber, blubber.
You have three roles, blubber, 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 Anna.
Oh, I am housewife in this.
Said by Teresa Giudice. You are correct. Last one, DC6 singers.
She needs to go back to clown school. Bye-bye.
What do you think, Snoop?
Yeah, she do need to go back to clown school.
Yeah. She might, but it's not a line from The Real Housewives. Thank you, DC6 singers. Snoop, Kenny L wants to know who you think bit Beyonce.
Wow. Like, who stole her style?
No, who bit her? You haven't heard there's this...
Oh, she got bit in real life?
Yeah, she did. Snoop. Anna, Erica L wants to know what your worst experience working as a waitress was before you made it big.
I got really stoned, and I, yes, thanks, it's a huge accomplishment.
Right.
And then I went back after I took an order, and I went back to the kitchen, and I just scribbled onto, like, I looked at my order pad, and I had to go back out and say, like, I'm sorry. The cook lost the order. What was it again that you wanted? I don't know. I was horrible. Yeah.
Snoop, Matt V wants to know your reaction when Trump tweeted at you after your music video for Lavender was released.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Like, you don't got, thank you.
Okay.
What he said.
What was your reaction?
Like, you don't got better things to do than to tweet me?
I want to to go to an audience question. Let's go to Kate from Massachusetts. Hey, Kate.
Hi there, Snoop, Anna. Love you both. This question is for Anna. So what's your housewife's tagline?
Oh.
My mom isn't... Wait. My mom may still be embarrassed of me, but I'm only 41.
I love that. That was really good. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. By the way, Snoop has a beautiful manicure and jewelry, and I just want to acknowledge it.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, back in our New York clubhouse, we do our show in front of a 36-person audience. So I just want to say it has been so energizing to share every show with 1,300 of you every night here in Los Angeles. From the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much. Mazel and good night. We're off next week. Have a great week. Hey, everybody. It is the after show. Anna Faris's movie Overboard is in theaters May 4th. Snoop's album Bible of Love is out now. Snoop's show, Snoop Dogg Presents the Joker's Wild, returns to TBS for its second season Sunday at 10. DJ James Kennedy hosts See You Next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And behind the bar, we have the DC6 Singers. Okay. I want to go to the audience for questions. Can we do that? Do we have a camera over there? All right, hello, hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Hi. This is for D-O-double-G.
Uh-oh.
Representing LBC in the house.
I see you, baby.
That's right, Daddy. I have a question for you. Besides yourself, of course, which celebrity has the best weed?
Damn. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be telling on somebody if I say this.
Give me the 411.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, like, for me, I was very excited that I got to smoke with you, and I've smoked with Willie Nelson before, which was very exciting. You guys are so iconic. You're such iconic smokers. Has there been anyone that you've smoked with that you were like, wow, well, that was cool. I never thought that would happen.
Well, when I actually smoked with Willie Nelson, he was the first person that made me quit. I had to push
he
time out.
He was the first person that made you quit?
I had to take a 20-second time out. Like, okay, Willie.
No.
Help.
Hello. Hi.
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 Hi, I'm really excited. You guys are such legends. My question is for Anna. Anna, if you could erase one movie or TV show from your huge legendary career, what would it be and why?
Bunny Hill! Oh, God. There's so many. How could I possibly choose? Oh, man.
That instructional video was pretty amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe the instructional video. But the thing is that when you... They're all like, this is such a lame thing to say, but they're all kind of, you learn from each.
Every
like,
job takes you to the next place. I mean, that is the truth.
Yeah.
I'm really
grateful for those things. Although there was that time that I showed my tits and. I sent it right to you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Shout out to the STL.
All
wanted
right.
to ask Mr. Dog.
Okay.
What did you think of the portrayal in Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, what did you think of your portrayal in Straight Outta Compton?
I thought the movie was a great movie overall to watch from top to bottom, and I thought the guy that played me did a great job.
It was great. Wow. Hello.
Hi, Andy. Welcome back to L.A.
Thank you.
Snoop, love you. Anna, Just Friends is like my favorite movie.
Thanks.
And my question's for you. Who is your worst and best on-screen kiss in your career?
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
Ah. Oh, wow.
Best. oh, God. You know, super ex-girlfriend with Luke Wilson, that was really nice. But I'm not like, I always do like these ridiculous things, so I don't have like these big, long,
love,
like.
Yeah. Do you have good kissing and Overboard?
Yes, good kissing and Overboard. I also did, because you're a fan of Just Friends, there is a moment where I almost like take, I almost take Ryan's lower lip off.
Nice.
My teeth.
Yeah, that's okay. That's gotta have been.
That was sick. Pretty. Yes. That was pretty fun. Yeah.
Hello.
Know.
How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Nice to see everybody.
Nice to see you.
My question's for Snoop. So I know your bestie is with Martha Stewart. So I'm curious. What is the best jail story she's ever told you?
Well. She told me that when she went in there, they told her to put some newspapers on her to protect herself from getting stabbed. And she was like, why not use my magazines? They're a little bit thicker.
That's a baller. That's how you know if you're, and you know what? There's really only like Oprah and Martha Stewart could do that.
Right.
Pack themselves with their magazines. Hello.
Martha's gonna get
blind. Oh, that's it. Listen, I wanna thank Anna and Snoop and DC6. Thank you, DJ James Kennedy. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. That was great. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.